Pride Weekend here in the Queen City. We got Burpee's brother in the building. What is going on for Pride Weekend here in the city? And why was this? Why is this important for the culture?
Good morning. Her, she, me is here.
Oh, Lord.
It's cute for the culture. It's a caucastic culture this weekend, but it's cute for the culture just because it's South. It's the South. It's Southern. It's not as accepted. So it's a big deal to have Pride here and have Charlotte celebrate Pride. So I'm also thankful for you guys having me here.
We appreciate you coming in.
What do Pride stand for?
Pride just stands for not caring. Basically, just being proud of who you are, just being who you are. A lot of people get displaced for being true to themselves. And so it's a moment one day of the year for people to be like, yes, I am me. I am here. I'm good. I'm great. I'm not what you said I was.
Is there a level of being scared to celebrate Pride Weekend because you are in the South?
I think for some people, yes. For me, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I laugh in the face of danger. For some people, it's a personal journey. So for those who aren't as comfortable in their skin, but who appreciate the confidence in others, it's a weird dynamic because they're excited to be a part of Pride, but they're scared to be prideful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's weird sometimes.
So what are you doing this weekend, James, to celebrate the Pride weekend? Like, what do you have going on?
I got my toes in. I got my nails in. For new wigs. One of them is called Mary J. Blige.
You got a Mary J. Blige. So you name your wigs?
All of them.
What is this wig today?
I had 52, but I got 4 more last night, so now I got 56.
So
I gotta figure out the name.
What is this wig today?
I have on Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, okay.
I have her on today.
Khloe's hair is like that?
She had a bob, the asymmetry bob. You don't know nothing about that. It's okay. So, Dina, I'm hosting a party for Pride.
Okay.
Actually, I'm hosting an after party on Sunday. At Ink and Ivy, can I say that?
Yeah.
I'm hosting a party, and I'll be performing, and I think there are going to be some special guests because there's a concert 2 days later. Wink.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So
I think there will be some special guests. Not the special guests. Don't get excited.
Okay.
But some special guests.
Well, let's tell the people, because you actually work with Beyonce, or you've worked with Beyonce.
Yes.
In real life. Like, you real life have worked with Beyonce.
I have. For those who may or may not know, I'm a choreographer. I dance for a living.
So that's why your brother Burpee dances or tries to dance in their studio.
A for effort.
Let me ask you this. Pride is this weekend. Can straight individuals attend Pride events?
Please. That's the point. We want to be like, we're here. We're no different. Some of us are gay. Some of us are trans. Some of us are this. But we're all human. So let's just celebrate. Let's live life.
And there's a key question for someone who might be listening this morning that has not come out.
Yes.
What is your message, advice, or someone that feels like, you know, they might want to get more information about the trans world and that? What is your advice to them?
My advice to someone who has yet to come out, take your time. Don't come out for anybody but yourself.
That's what's up.
Don't do it for anybody else. Don't try to prove nothing to nobody. It is for you and you only. Do it when you need to do it. Do it when you feel like it should happen. You'll know when it happens. Your gut will tell you. It's just like when you run to the bathroom and you just can't hold it no more. You just got to sit on the toilet and go.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, are you doing anything else this weekend, like, to celebrate?
I'll be gallivanting upon the streets. I just got back to Charlotte, so actually I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing.
So you're going
to
be gallivanting around?
Yes.
Okay.
He's going to be skipping. No, real life, skipping.
I believe it.
No, okay. Judgment.
Love, James.
No judgment.
Love,
James. You, him.
Thank you for being here this morning, James. Coming up, we got Burpee's Thoughts and Burpee's Checking Traffic, man. It's Pride 98.